Banff, Senator Karen Sorensen has come a long way from her days in Banff's tourism and hospitality industry. Sorensen, a former Banff town councillor and mayor, gave her maiden speech in the Canadian Senate on May 3 following her appointment by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau last July and swearing-in ceremony last November. At the beginning of her speech, she said her dad would have been so proud of this moment, noting her father's advice was, "You never get a second chance to make a first impression." When I video called my mother, 92 years young, to tell her the exciting news about my appointment to the Senate, I started with, "So, I had an interesting call the other day from Prime Minister Trudeau," said Sorensen. Her eyes widened, and in her very concerned mother tone she replied, "What did he want?" Being my mom, she thought perhaps he was calling me for some sage advice. However, if he were to call anyone in my family for sage advice, he would first ring up my mother. Raised in Orangeville, Ontario, Sorensen first came to Banff on a family vacation when she was 13 years old. As she stood on top of Sulphur Mountain, she declared to her parents that she would one day live here. Like so many young Canadians, she headed west after university. She met and married a local boy, Karsten Sorensen, and raised their sons in Banff. It was her boys that led her to begin a life in public service, starting as a local school board trustee when her children were in school. In 2004, she was elected as a Banff town councillor and served for 2 terms before taking on the mayoral role for 3 terms, beginning in 2010. At the municipal level, Sorensen supported the community through the 2013 floods, wildfire seasons and the COVID-19 pandemic. She served on the board of Banff and Lake Louise Tourism and participated in the creation of the Bow Valley Regional Transit Services Commission. "I am 62 years old, and this will be my 4th career, she said during her inaugural speech. "To have this opportunity full of new experiences and learning in a role where I can continue to serve fills me with gratitude." Watching Sorensen give her maiden speech in the Red Chamber was surreal for Banff Mayor Corey DeMano. "It was the same Karen we've known and admired from her time speaking in council chambers," she said. Similar to when she was mayor, Karen spoke from the heart and about the facts on issues that she cares deeply about, while adding in moments of levity and gratitude. Mayor DeMano said she believes Sorensen will make positive changes through her work as senator in such areas as sustainable tourism, the environment and championing meaningful engagement in truth and reconciliation. "Over the years, there's been a quality about Karen's presence and demeanor that has been hard for me to put into words," she said. "But in the last several months, and after watching her in the Red Chamber, I'm now able to describe the grace and gravitas she's had as a leader. She's always been senatorial." During her speech, Sorensen thanked her husband of 33 years Karsten Sorensen along with her sons, Bjer, the son Karsten brought with him into her life, and Eric and Connor for their unwavering support. But she said of all of her family and extended family, her daughter-in-law Shayla Bly perhaps absorbed her appointment to the Canadian Senate most personally. Shayla is the great-great-granddaughter of Senator James Gladstone, aka Namuka, many guns, the first status Indian to be appointed to the Senate of Canada, she said. "He was of the Kainai Blackfoot, who are one of the peoples of Treaty 7. During her speech, Sorensen went to bat for tourism in Banff. She said investing in the tourism industry, including eco-tourism, can help with the goal of growing the economy, noting it represents one of the best forms of sustainable economic activity to be pursued. It builds and supports strong and resilient communities, innovative startups, small businesses and employment, she said. It can be achieved hand in hand with protecting and conserving the environment, particularly the very destinations in our country that attract visitors from around the world. Sorensen said tourism is also a vehicle for Indigenous peoples to share their vibrant cultures and educate Canadians about our shared history. Traditional customs have survived concerted assimilation attempts, she said. Experiencing firsthand incredible Indigenous art, performances and storytelling is essential for learning the truth on the road to reconciliation. Sorensen has been named co-chair of the newly formed, nonpartisan Parliamentary Tourism Caucus to advocate for the tourism industry. "I look forward to debate and discussions around rebuilding tourism in Canada," she said. While the Alberta Rockies are Sorensen's home, Sorensen stressed she does not place higher regard on the priorities of these areas ahead of other regions in the province. However, I believe a significant portion of environmental and economic assets, including tourism, for the entire province begins in the Alberta Rockies, she said. I believe that the speed of hydrological changes occurring in the Rocky Mountains due to the climate crisis is the single greatest threat to the well-being of all Albertans. In fact, Sorensen's first job when she moved west was at the Athabasca Glacier in 1979. I have personally borne witness to a significant depletion of glacier ice in my 35 years of living in Banff, she said, adding the current rate of glacier retreat is alarming. The rapid loss of glacier ice due to climate change is causing irrevocable impacts both in the alpine and downstream to Alberta's freshwater supply. The consequences of these impacts should be topmost in our minds when discussing climate change, especially the speed at which we are turning policy into action, said Sorensen in her speech. As one of the newest senators, Sorensen said she aims to bring attention to water security, highlight the downstream effects of accelerated deglaciation due to climate change and promote the goal of restoring biodiversity and a return to a nature-positive state. We must reconcile with the natural world, she said. As someone who supports a reformed Senate, Sorensen said she wanted to assure her colleagues that she is not influenced by partisan politics. She said she has worked easily with politicians and administrators from all parties at all levels of government throughout her career as Banff's mayor and councillor. My contributions will come from my affinity and, if I may, my proficiency in asking questions, seeking out knowledge and building consensus, she said. They come from a desire to always ensure the policy options we pursue balance the environmental, economic and social well-being of Alberta and all Canadians. They come from a genuine passion for public service.